our middle school, 13.5% of our students last year were considered chronically absent. That means they missed at least 10% of the school year.
With those numbers in hand, Frontier School Superintendent Dr. Richard Hughes explains the district is working to begin the telemed pilot program in the middle school. It's the largest in Erie County with nearly 1,200 students in 6th through 8th grades. Hughes tells WBFO News much of those missed school days were caused by illness.
You know, we're not looking to replace primary doctors. We're not looking to replace the family doctor, but we're looking to provide an option to families. Maybe their ear hurts or their stomach or something. That mom or dad may have to come pick them up, or grandparents or whoever helps take care of them during the day may have to leave work, or maybe they can't pick them up.
The telemedicine program would allow school nurses to conduct a live video conference call with a doctor or nurse practitioner, and parents would be able to participate. The district is partnering with a Buffalo-based company called Mobile Primary Care.
We know that getting to the doctor's office or pharmacy can be a struggle.
A video on the company's website says it offers care to homebound or those with limited access to medical care. Superintendent Hughes says the company applied for a $40 million state grant and would provide the telemedicine free to the district.
It's going to be no cost to the district. And for the kids who may not have insurance, telemedicine, mobile primary care is going to make sure those are covered. And it also gives us a chance to help the families find other services to provide those kind of pieces. The great thing about this, a parent could be on their phone at work or their smartphone or wherever else. They can listen in on the appointment. The primary doctor, a recording takes place of it. You know, any measurements, whether it's, the stethoscope has Bluetooth in it.
Frontier Middle School parents will be notified and must sign up if they wish to participate. A similar program called Health E-Access is used at all 37 elementary schools in the Rochester City School District. More and more districts are considering this as an option. As Superintendent Hughes noted, schools aren't just schools anymore. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.